Donald Trump and his supporters have a long track record of racist and misogynistic statements. And with Kamala Harris taking the lead in most polls, Democrats expect to see even more racist and sexist statements between now and the election. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz spoke with several Democrats in Chicago to see how they would advise people to respond.
In July, Donald Trump was in the middle of a hostile back and forth with a black female journalist when he questioned the ethnicity of Vice President Kamala Harris.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
This came just a few days after old and now infamous clips resurfaced showing Trump's choice for vice president, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, had said the country under Democrats was being led by childless cat ladies.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies.
As these comments and others that are far worse echo throughout conservative social media and into real conversations, we wanted to know what Wisconsin delegates think is the best response. Some say the most powerful thing is to not let it go unchallenged.
If something is racist, then we should say that it's racist. If something is sexist, then we should say what the thing is. We should say that it is sexist. And there certainly are those things that are coming out on the Republican side towards Vice President Harris and her candidacy to be the first woman and the first black woman to be president of the United States.
I would never suggest ignoring anything racist or sexist when you're talking to somebody. Call it out. Indicate that that is not acceptable for you to be hearing that.
Well, I think number one, you got to call it out when you see it. Pretending it's not there doesn't make it go away. It gives it power. So we have to talk about it and recognize it for what it is.
Wisconsin's two members of Congress have a different approach, having dealt with Trump while he was president.
That's the only tool in his toolkit. You know, it's fear, racism, sexism.
I would say just let Donald Trump be Donald Trump, because I think right now he's an asset to Democrats.
Congressman Mark Pocan says engaging with Trump just amplifies the message.
That focuses on Donald Trump again, and that's what he loves. No matter, like I said, how crazy or stupid of something he says, he just wants to be talked about.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore says it only makes sense to engage if you think the person is willing to listen.
You got to reach out to the reachable people.
The response should be decency, and Wisconsin is a state that prides itself on decency.
Well, you can do both, right? You can call it out, but do it in such a way where you're not being disagreeable. Like, you don't have to be engaged in a race to the bottom.
Wisconsin Delegate Thelma Sias says the best response is to go to work.
None of these sounds and expressions are things we have not heard. The most critical way we can respond to these acts of racism being a hurdle is to put our shoes on, put our boots on, and begin to walk and knock on doors for and ask for voters to come to the poll and vote.
And the way that we combat that is showing up and using that energy for good.
Call me any name you want to call, but just know I'm a voter. I'm going to the poll. I'm voting for the first African-American woman on the ballot to become president of the United States of America. That's my damn story, and I'm sticking to it.